We just got done with a pretty good, I thought we had two pretty good days of practice and we needed them. So with that being said, I'll open it up.
Some concerns with injuries, I assume?
Yeah, we got some guys, I didn't think it would get like that quite this quick. But we're working through it. I'm gonna give some other guys some opportunities.
Do you have some optimism about any of the guys having them for Sunday?
I don't know that. I mean, I leave that up to Ronnie and Ben. I mean, tomorrow we got the kind of the walkthrough practice, so hopefully they'll get a little healthier. And we're still, you know, 3 days away, so I'm hopeful.
If someone said to you 3 games into the season you would have the worst ranked rush defense in the league, you would say what?
I would say, first of all, I didn't know that because I don't look at it. I'd probably say no comment because we got 13 more games to go, but I certainly wouldn't have expected that. But one bad game like that, that's what happens. That's what it does.
What do you see as the reason for that?
There's a lot of things. I mean, when it started inside, then it moved outside on some plays, then it got out to the second level guys, downhill, not playing downhill, guys not setting the edge in the secondary. When it goes like that, it's not one thing, you know. But I think everybody recognizes it. We've been through it. We sat down and watched everyone play together as a unit. I think everybody was accountable for what they did or didn't do, and hopefully it'll get fixed.
I'm sure you want to stick with Darian while he's having a little bit of struggle, but is it tougher when you have a guy like Andrew who's on the bench?
I didn't get the name.
I'm sure you're probably going to stick with Darian through some, you know, struggles.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it tougher when you have a guy like Andrew who, you know, stepped in and showed he could do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to play. Those guys were a little bit on rotation. Andrew's probably going to play more. I would expect that would happen a little bit this week. But, yeah, but everybody's had struggles now. I mean, when you're 0-3, and as my friend over here pointed out, because it's third game, you know, I only worry about final rankings at the end of the year. But when that happens, I mean, everybody's struggling. So we pick each other up and move on. We're going to need everybody before it's all said and done. But there'll be other guys in there playing.
For all his talents, Winston seems to force the issue in the passing game. How could that be exactly what this defense needs to cause some turnovers?
Yeah, it'd be nice if he throws a couple to us. And I always say, catch the ones he throws to you. But look, that's not going to happen. Now, he's a good quarterback, so you got to force him into those things. And we got to do that first. If we do our job, maybe the ball will fall in our hands. We'll get a couple of turnovers.
How much have you sensed your defense wearing down in games? And is there anything you as a coach can do if that's the case?
Yeah, call better third down calls and win the third down so we get off the field. I mean, I look at that all the time. When I see that there's over 70 plays, the first thing I do is go look at third down. And, now, you know, the more manageable third downs, the longer ones, right, we'd rather have. And when they're not long, okay, then you got to look at first and second down. But you got to win third down to eliminate the number of plays on the field.
I know Brandon is a big-time player, but were you disappointed in how big a drop-off there was in the fourth quarter on his side when he wasn't in, when they were running at the side when he was –
I'm not really sure how to answer that. I'm going to go back and say that it wasn't one person, it wasn't one side, it was everybody. It's never one person. When you run the football, and they run the football for over 4 yards, it's just never one guy. So in that case, I would not say it's one person. I'd say it's the whole defense, and that's how we're going about fixing it, everybody.
First couple weeks, it wasn't like Eli Apple, one play here, one play there. Are you seeing the same things kind of come up, though, with him?
Yes and no. I always go back to the things that I think go unseen, which are the times that they don't throw it there because his guy is covered. And when they do throw it and we have an issue, he's got to bounce back and play the next play. You know, I'm biting my tongue on commenting on the one play. That I saw a little bit differently, to be quite honest with you. But it is what it is, and that's what they called in a turn. But we had no explosive pass plays. You know, the only things that really hurt us were the penalties. But the officials call the game, and we play the play after they call it.
What does Goodson give you, especially in the run defense?
I mean, BJ's he takes a lot of pride in being a downhill linebacker and tackling and being a physical guy. So if we can get him back, that certainly would help some things.
How much did Jack Rabbit give you last week?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he didn't go in at 100%, but
yeah.
He kind of show his value?
He sure did. I mean, we weren't sure if he didn't practice at all, obviously. But he's a gamer. He went out there, it was 85%. You know, he's still a pretty good football player. And it just tells you what he is. He's a gritty, gutty guy. He knew his teammates needed him, and he went out there and played. And I was kind of proud of the way he played.
Thank you.
more challenging to set up with him? I mean, I know you like to have him travel, but when you have a guy like Evans that maybe, you know, not.
Yeah, they got two good receivers, so that's the challenge right there. You know, the other thing with Rabbit's ankle being like it was, putting on an extra couple of miles running back and forth didn't seem to be real smart, so we kept him on one side. But, you know, hopefully he'll be a little bit healthier this week and get healthier and healthier as we go. We need to get healthy as a whole group, and we will, mentally and physically.
You okay with the tackling? I mean,
No. Both these last two games, the tackling has not been very good. Too many missed tackles. It's the first thing we talk about. And then, it quite honestly, it didn't go much further than tackling and stopping the run. We didn't have to talk about a bunch of other stuff. You know, didn't have to look at stats and what goals we did or didn't get. It all began right up there.
Well, what do you say to Darian Thompson?
What do you do with that when you have guys, these are proven players? You know, you're not throwing a bunch of rookies in there. These are guys who have shown you they can tackle. But the last 2 weeks, they have not done that.
Yeah, well, we work on it. It has to get fixed from the inside out. In other words, guys got to have the attitude to fix it, which I think they do. I'm going to credit the two teams we played. I mean, they had two pretty good football teams and had some pretty good backs that made us miss. But if we don't get better at that, all the other stuff's not going to matter. So we need to improve that.
That pass completion to Jeffrey before the field goal, was that a miscommunication over there?
No, exactly. It was how it was supposed to be played. We just didn't knock the ball down.
What's your message to a player like Darian Thompson? He's basically a rookie. He hasn't played, but he had a rough game the other day.
Well, what I tell him is I haven't lost any confidence in him because I haven't. I still think we need him back there as a communicator. We need him back there kind of running the show and getting guys lined up. And he has to play better when it's, you know, when the ball carrier shows up in his alley and he's got to make a tackle. He's got to do that. But I think he'll get better. We'll all improve. I mean, that's what you go through. Go through some tough times and pick each other up and hopefully find a way to win. I mean, this whole thing gets cured by winning a football game. So all we're worried about is, here's what we're doing. We're worried about winning today and then winning tomorrow. And just win the day, and then hopefully on Sunday we can win a game.